USA Radio News with John Hunt.
8 out of 10 voters believe that things are still out of control in the United States, with majorities concerned about the spread of the coronavirus, pessimistic about the economy returning to normal before next year. Those were the major findings of a Wall Street Journal poll that was conducted May 28th through June 2nd during the aftermath of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. And the death toll from the coronavirus had just passed 100,000, and after millions had lost their jobs. However, the survey was conducted before Friday's surprising jobs report, which found the unemployment rate declining to 13.3% when it was expected to be as high as 20 to 25%, and the economy adding 2.5 million jobs in May. According to the poll, 80% of registered voters say they feel that things are generally out of control in the country versus the 15% who actually believe things are under control. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.